Scientists. I'm Tayshia Stevens. There were no fireworks for at least one town in Northern California Thursday.
Some 26,000 residents of Oroville, California are displaced as hundreds of firefighters battle the blaze under extreme heat. The Thompson Fire broke out before noon Tuesday, about 70 miles north of Sacramento, growing to more than 5.5 square miles. Mayor David Pittman says there was a significant drop in fire activity on Wednesday, and he's hopeful that some residents could soon return home. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the blaze is one of more than a dozen wildfires that are active across the state. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden says he is not going anywhere when it comes to the November election. According to reports, Biden told Democrat governors during a meeting at the White House he also plans to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m. to get more sleep. This follows Biden's horrible debate performance that was scheduled at night. The majority of Biden events since the 2020 election have been scheduled before late afternoon. Also at SRNnews.com, a senior French official is attacked on the campaign trail.
A French government spokeswoman has been attacked on the campaign trail just days before a high-stakes French election. Prisca Thévenot, who's a candidate for the Macron-led centrist alliance Ensemble, was putting up electoral posters with her deputy and a party activist near Paris when the group attacked them, according to Prime Minister Gabriel Attal. Thévenot was not injured, but the Wednesday night attack left her two colleagues in hospital. A probe into an armed assault against a public official has been opened, but there's no clear motivation behind the attack yet. Four people, including three minors, are in custody. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. The Church of England is headed for a split, as SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
An alliance of conservative clergy and laymen are warning Anglican leaders not to adopt special services for the blessing of same-sex marriages. The denomination's General Synod begins Friday, and it is feared that the services will be adopted without debate and outside of the usual parliamentary process. The conservatives say if that happens, they will form, quote, a new de facto parallel province within the Church of England. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law that bans abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is challenging the statute, claiming that the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. A Republican prosecutor had also asked the Supreme Court to overturn a Dane County judge's ruling that the law only prohibits feticide, not abortions. This is SRN News. A Russian-born U.S. citizen is given a 12-and-a-half-year prison sentence for drug trafficking.
A lawyer representing Robert Woodland in Moscow says Woodland has been sentenced to more than a dozen years in prison for attempting to traffic large amounts of illegal drugs. The lawyer says Woodland has mental health issues and that an appeal of the prison sentence is planned. The State Department says it is aware of the case. According to Russian media, Woodland's information matches that of a man now 33 years old who told an interviewer he had gone to Russia to find his birth mother because he had been adopted by an American couple in the mid-1990s. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits inched up last week to 238,000 from 234,000 the previous week. More details at srnnews.com.